So we can also say that Buddhism is to cut off all superstitions or delusive thinking and confusion and to obtain enlightenment or realization. And also Buddhism is to help beings to away from, eliminate all the sufferings and obtain ultimate peace or happiness. Because human beings and all beings as well do not understand thoroughly, properly of all phenomena around the being. Therefore, they have a misconcept. They have a wrong thinking, and therefore resulting wrong action. And because wrong action, they suffer the results. They have the resultant suffering. So to eradicate confusion and to become enlightened, it is talking from the course point of view, and to away from all suffering and obtain peace, serenity, and happiness is from the result point of view. So Buddha Dhamma, in summary, it is to tell beings what is real, what is not real, what is proper, what is improper, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. It is to help beings to become completely and totally enlightened, to establish kind of dynamic attitude toward life, and altruistic attitude toward life. Therefore, it is not regressive. It is not retreating from the society. It is not backwards. It is to help beings resolve problems and obtain true and ultimate benefits. It is to help family to obtain harmony, society to obtain peace, and country to obtain stability, and the whole world to reach peace and happiness. Therefore, it is an educational system to reach the real, great, perfect, and beautiful, and wise state. That is what the Buddhism educational system try to do. I have to understand the purpose of Buddhism education. We're going to talk about what about the teaching of Buddhism, the way to approaches and the educational approaches, what are they in addition to the purpose? The approaches or the material used is called sutra, which is equivalent to today's textbook used in the classroom. What is the basis of the sutra or textbook? For Mahayana Buddhism, the fundamental basis or the beginning textbook is called Kristigaba Sutra, which we're going to cover that for the next few nights and Saturday. And how was it started? It started from bright light, without language, just pure bright light. In the beginning of the Kristigaba Sutra, the 10 great lights forms like a cloud called the bright light cloud of great perfection, the bright light cloud of great wisdom, and the bright light cloud of great prajna, and cloud of great samadhi, until the number 10 is called the bright cloud light of great compliment, And it mentioned exactly 10, does not mean it's only 10. Because from 1 counting to 10, it means a complete cycle. It means perfection in all aspects. Compared with this one, there is another sutra, also a major textbook in Mahayana Buddhism, the Infinite Life Sutra, described about Pure Land and Amitabha. It only says Infinite Life Sutra, since only mentioned one, and this time this textbook mentioned about 10. But that one is really means infinite, because among all the infinities, the infinite money, infinite wisdom, infinite activities, infinite whatever, if you don't have infinite life, how can you accomplish all other infinities? Therefore, the Infinite Life Sutra itself is a complete sutra in teaching. It talks about it just mentioned the most important infinity, the infinity of life. Once you have that infinity, then you can get infinity and perfection of all others. So, number 10, or you mention 10, you'll mention 1. And use that as your textbook called Sutra. They all are complete and perfect of itself. And just mention the great perfection, bright light, cloud. There is a special method and teaching in Vajrayana Buddhism called the Great Perfection Teaching. This is equivalent to Mahayana Buddhism called Zhen Lu Zhi Xing, the true self nature. They all deal with the same thing. The Great Perfection means perfected wisdom to the greatest level, means perfection of compassion to its greatest level, and perfection in all every other aspects to its perfected state, and that are not outside oneself, but all contained within, that we all possess. Therefore, this type of education is quite different from worldly educational system and thinking. It is all within your mind. It's all so close to yourself. So, after heard so many things about the Buddha Dharma, then if people ask you, what is Buddha Dharma? What does Dharma try to, what was kind of Dharma we try to learn? That is the great perfection, the Dharma of great perfection. That's what Buddha Dharma try to help us learn about. Everyone go to work every day very diligently, 5 days a week, some people even more. What is the driving force behind this hard work? If you think about this question, the answer is profit and fame or reputation. Without profit and reputation, most people, maybe 100%, will not go to work every day so hard. Get up early, come back home late. And that is the driving force of the whole society, based upon fame and profits. On the contrary to this, and totally different from that, is Buddha and Bodhisattvas. They do not seek for fame and reputation and profits. And they still try to teach and spread the Dharma very diligently. What is them, their driving force behind these hard work and efforts? That is what the Kristigaba Sutra mentioned about the bright light cloud, a great compassion. The answer is great compassion. Like a mother take care of the baby, not for reputation, not for profit or money. It is a natural loving kindness compassion. Similar to that, but much more profound and in its depth, is the Buddha and Bodhisattva. They have great compassion and great love. They serve all beings unconditionally. And they manifest themselves in numerous worlds and universe in 10 directions and serve all beings of all kinds unconditionally. So if someone introduced Buddha Dharma to you without reputation, without obtaining gain, without seeking for gain and profit, then he is doing that out of compassion. But if somebody spread Buddha Dharma looking for reputation, you know, he become famous in the Buddhism community, or come to give you a lecture and charge certain amount of money, then that is business. When I receive a book or notice a book, I first take a look at the back side of the book. If it says there is a pattern or copyright, do not duplicate, I will smile and throw the book away. Because if the writer do not have a broader mind and unconditional attitude to serve the human society by looking for fame and reputation, or maybe both, then that book probably do not have the highest value. Why should I bother wasting my energy and time to read it? However, compassion should be established upon rationale or reasoning, and not just emotional of individual's feeling. The compassion, it is said, the compassion is the essence, and expedience and skillful means are the gates. And it also said, compassion, if not done properly, will generate side effects. And skillful means, if not done properly, will causing twisting of causing downward action. And therefore, after the compassion, bright light cloud of compassion, comes the wisdom bright light cloud. Because compassion without wisdom, then there will be some sorrows and the side effects. So the wisdom bright light cloud comes after the compassion bright light cloud. And then in the Kristikapa Sutra, after this one, the next bright light cloud is called Great Prajna bright light cloud. Why Great Prajna? The Great Prajna, there is a statement saying the Prajna has no knowing, and yet it is not without all knowing. It is not without unknowing. So the first one, wisdom, the Prajna of a Prajna without knowing, mentioned its essence, or so-called body. And then the next statement says, without no knowing, it is its application. It knows everything perfectly well. The second one of knowing everything perfectly well is its application and our function. The first one, prajna, of not knowing, it is the essence, the main body. Through the essence and main body, the ignorance can be completely eradicated, and all vexations lost its base, cannot be drilled. And through the second one, prajna has another nature or aspect, that is, without no knowing, meaning it knows everything perfect, and therefore comes the wisdom, which can be used and applied to explain everything perfectly. Therefore, we say prajna, it has two aspects. In the beginning, it is original wisdom, the self, the original wisdom. And then from the original wisdom comes out the later obtained wisdom, which is called wisdom. So that is why we need great Prajna cloud wisdom, which is a step further and deeper than the wisdom. However, they are not different from the wisdom, a wisdom coming out of the Prajna, the essence. And go back to say, the Prajna, which has the capability to eradicate ignorance, where all the vexations is based upon. When the ignorance is gone, then you have perfect your self-nature. Then continue practice. You're going to obtain the later obtained wisdom, and that can be applied and explain the sutra, explain everything perfectly. You have obtained original wisdom. From the wisdom, you explain the phenomenal world. That's also called, distinguishing wisdom, be able to tell the differences. In the first, non-distinguishing wisdom, to be able to be in one of original nature. From there, to be able to distinguish. So there's two stages, and that's all contained in Prajna. So the complete and perfect wisdom is symbolized and actually manifested by the bright light cloud of great wisdom and great Prajna. But why we do not have that? It's because we have lost our original enlightened nature. It is not there. It is we just don't see it. It's got clogged. And if we can go back within ourselves, we'll be able to obtain that is always within us. And in practicing Buddha Dhamma, there's three steps: the precepts, the samadhi, or meditation, and wisdom. Through precepts foundation, one can be obtained the samadhi, which is like 45 things in the middle part, like a seesaw was standing on the point, and that's called what? That's standing point.
River point, right.
The samadhi is the river point. Through the river point, you can obtain wisdom. And that's why, right after the mentioning of the great Prajna, bright light cloud, becomes the great samadhi, Prajna, great samadhi, bright light cloud. Because the wisdom is coming from the samadhi. And samadhi means the proper perception, the proper feeling, in a way we can say that. The proper feeling means through proper cultivation, body, speech, and mind are corrected. So all the body, speech, and mind are in the proper track, and then all your feeling are all proper. So the samadhi or meditation do not just belong to Zen Buddhism and Zen practitioners. The Pure Land talk about a single mind of no moving state. That is also samadhi and meditation. Another school in China called Jiaoxia, they are very good in teachings. They talk about Zi Guan, which means stillness and observation. Those two things are combined in one in a well-balanced manner. It is what? No difference in samadhi. And also Vajrayana Buddhism talk about San Li Xiang Ying, means the three aspects, that is the body, speech, and the mind, are properly corresponding properly. And how can it be properly corresponding? Only through samadhi. In the proper samadhi, body becomes action of the body becomes proper, speech of the mouth becomes proper, and activity and thinking of the mind becomes proper. No matter there are numerous teachings and numerous schools, in actual practice, the most important thing is pick up one and keep firm to this and do not change your method. Go deeper and deeper through one particular method and you will eventually obtain the samadhi. The 10 types of bright light clouds, the first five refer to the principle. The next five, from the 6 to number 10, refer to the methodologies. So we talk about number 6, the great auspiciousness, bright light, the cloud of great auspicious bright lights. The meaning of auspiciousness literally means you deserve whatever you deserve. If you get something you don't deserve, then it's not auspicious. Something bad will happen because it doesn't belong to you. For example, if you practice Buddha name chanting and then you obtain the result of being born into pure land with infinite life yourself and wonderful, auspicious enjoyment over there. That is auspiciousness. That is what you deserve through your proper practice. In teaching, the teacher gives the best teaching that is in accordance with the truth. And the students obtain the best understanding, the best benefit out of the teaching. Then it is also called auspiciousness, because the teacher has done the best part and the student has obtained the best result. So the cloud of great bright light cloud of great auspiciousness is to get all parties involved to reach a perfect state.
其次讲到福德，刚才讲了大吉祥啊，是要其机其理啊，要适合于众生的根基。我们现前的大众念念不忘。 心心想追求的，大概第一个是财富啊，智慧、健康、长寿，这是我们眼前呢念念要追求的，这些通通是福德。如果佛要不把这些东西给我们， 我要我们学佛，我们的掉头而去了。为什么呢？我眼前想的都得不到，这是来生来世说大福报，来生来世还没到啊，我什么时候能想到啊？所以，眼前的这个福利啊，必定可以得到，那我们就相信了。哎，将来有更大的福报，这个才能讲得通啊。 好像开花结果一样，现在花开得这么美，这么好，哎，将来果实一定结得好，我们才会相信嘛。现在花都不开，说将来会结个好果实，这个我们摇头啊，不能相信了。所以，借着这个吉祥底下，一定是大福德。大福德怎样才能够得到？福德是果报。 故前面一定有修因，啊，叫你修什么样的因，会得什么样的果报，啊，这我们也留在后面来讲，啊，接着呢讲功德，功德跟福德不一样，福德我们眼前得到的，功德才是真实的，但是你看佛成佛之后。 他都用一百届的时间专门去修福，啊，为什么原因呢？没有福报，不能度众生。啊，你要一说，人家看到你没福，谁相信你啊？啊，你说这个大福德是我修得来的，别人看得很羡慕，他就来了，自然就跟你学了。 啊，所以没有福德不能度众生啊，有智慧还要有福德啊，所以是因戒得定，因定开慧。这个戒定慧三学是属于功德啊，这是佛法是真正要教给我们的啊，所以前面修福，后面修慧，福慧双修啊。修行呢，一定呢要有方法，方法里面最重要的就是要有一个标准，我们要依靠一个标准，这个标准呢就是大皈依。这个大皈依不是平常我们讲的这个皈依佛法僧三宝啊，这个大皈依是皈依大圆满的自信啊，是圆满的自信三宝。这个后面也会详细跟诸位同学介绍。最后啊，这是赞叹，赞叹呢是在讲就是教化众生啊，赞叹自信圆满的功德，赞叹自信无量的功德啊。所以佛教教我们什么，就是教我们要证得圆满的自信啊。这个禅宗常说啊，父母未生前本来面目，你要把这个找到，那个本来面目就是大圆满的自信啊。这是佛法所教，佛法所学，通通以这个为目标，以这个为方向。
The next cloud, bright light cloud of is great bright light cloud or blessful or blessing virtue. This basically means the good lucks. Good luck in having wealth, wisdom, health, and longevity.If we practice Buddha Dharma, and we cannot obtain the things that we need immediately before every one of us, then who is going to practice so hard? So, if one has blessful virtues and good luck, then one will bound to have wealth, wisdom, health, and longevity. However, to obtain this,one needs to follow the proper course and have the proper results. And what is the proper course of this? It therefore leads to the next bright light cloud of meritorious virtue. It means merit in Chinese, means merit and virtue. The merit is like the input and the virtue is like the output.With such cause will bring such and such results. With precept as the cause and input, the result is samadhi and peace. With samadhi and peace as the cause, as input, then wisdom come out as the result. So, with the bright light,cloud of meritorious virtue, the blissful virtue will come. And the next two bright light cloud is bright light cloud of great refuge. The refuge of what? Take refuge in the self nature, the three triple gems of self nature.That is the great homage and great is that the noun form called refuge? Take refuge in, that noun form is called refuge. That is the great refuge cloud. And then the last one is the great cloud of compliment, to compliment the infinite virtues from the self nature, the self nature of great perfection. I'm going to explain this in detail tomorrow night. In the beginning of Kristigada Sutra, it mentioned 10 major bright light clouds. The 10, although it's a number, but it really means the infinite and great perfected stage. Of what? Of the self nature. It is the perfect stage of the self nature. From that perfect stage, self nature, comes out this 10 bright light clouds to simplify all things are perfected. And the first 5 refers to the self nature and its essence. The next 5 in that bright 10 bright light clouds refer to its function. As a matter of fact, all the sutras and teachings are all coming out of Buddha's complete perfected nature, and every textbook is perfect in its own teaching.